And just listening to you while you were reading that, because I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah.
Just listening to you, it sounds very flat. The first time you read it, it sounds very flat.
Yeah.
The next time, it's nice and juicy, and it actually paints a picture in my mind where you
want to pick a picture in your mind.
And
what you want to do, like you hit it right on the head. After you write a copy, you want to read it through.
Uh-huh.
Just read it and see how it sounds.
Out loud.
Out loud.
Right, yep.
You know, if it sounds good, it doesn't, I mean, even ask your friend to read it out loud to you.
Right, yep.
Yeah, and you sound good. That part doesn't sound too well. See if you can change that. Or this doesn't sound too smooth. What can I do, you know?
Something that I find about your copy is that you, in my mind anyway, when I'm reading your copy or I'm listening to your copy, you always seem to paint a picture in my mind. I've got a picture of this dead in the water copy.
Yeah, dead in the water copy.
You know, that suddenly is miraculously brought to life. That kind of a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
mm-hmm.
something that you intentionally do?
Absolutely, because you know what people buy because of emotion.
Okay.
And you're using these words, these are what I like to call them emotional words.
Uh huh.
Okay. You paint, like you said, you paint a picture. You get them excited and you use these words and you just kind of like, that's why the goddamn truth, okay,
mm-hmm.
it is offensive, but boom, there's a huge impact when you read that.
Yeah, it's a slap in the face.
Yeah, it's a boom, it's like, whoa. And you think about it, if you have a list of articles right in front of you, 10 different, because that's what, you know, when people go to a website, they see a list of articles.
Yeah.
And then they see the title, then they choose which one to read, right?
Exactly.
I mean, most of them are quite boring. Suddenly, this jumped out. The goddamn truth. What is this?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and takes a picture. Whoa. And especially to people who are getting a bit of traffic
mm-hmm.
and they're not getting any sales, they instantly get what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Right? They know, okay, this guy, this is interesting. Maybe I should read this. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's absolutely a perfect point that kind of will transition into the next thing I wanted to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
We had a conversation a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Where you took a look at my website, which was basically the way you described it, was like you say, the dead in the water copy.
Mm-hmm. I didn't say that. I say it sucks and it stinks.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah. That's what I said.
That's actually the words that you used, yes. So what we did... is we actually, myself and a gentleman by the name of Edwin Ryan in the
mm-hmm.
Philippines
mm-hmm.
has taken my website that sucks, which is thebusinessprofessional.com.
Yeah.
We redid the website,
mm-hmm.
redid the sales letter.
Yeah.
And what I'm thinking here, I know you're not accepting any new copywriting clients.
Correct.
But you still do critiques for websites.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If you can take me through the first website that you saw of the business professional,
yeah.
what I'd like to do is show people exactly what they're getting in a critique whenever you critique the websites. Because I've done this before, and I've had it critiqued by other people, and I get a very disappointing critique. I mean, for me to hear you come and say, look, Terry, your website sucks. Okay, that's not news to me. I already knew that.
Mm-hmm.
But for you to say, okay, you know, this is horrible, let's start at the beginning
mm-hmm.
and go through it and see where the problems are, that is so much more helpful for me than somebody that says, well, you know, that's not too bad, let's just work on a headline.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I appreciate the fact that you ripped my website to pieces. And then what we've done is we took your critique and redid the website so that it's the one step, well, I shouldn't say one step, it's 100% better than it was
mm-hmm.
before in my mind.
Okay.
So can we go through and you... look at the website the way that you first saw it.
Okay.
I'm going to post that on thebusinessprofessional.com/danreview1.html.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just spell that. It's going
okay.
to be www.thebusinessprofessional.com/danreview1, that's all one word, DanreV as in Victor, IEW, and the number 1, .html. That's going to be the first one that you saw that I'd like you to critique again for everybody that's listening to this call that missed out on the other one.
Okay.
The next thing we're going to do is we'll take the sales page that we've done now using your critique.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that up on the same thing, www.thebusinessprofessional.com /DanReview2.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be, instead of DanReview number one, it'll be DanReview2. .html.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put that up so that people can see the progress that we went from. Here's the original that you critiqued.
Yeah.
Here's the second step.
Mm-hmm.
And then the eventual final step is going to be the sales letter that's sitting on thebusinessprofessional.com.
Okay.
So if we can kind of, I guess we'll back up and start off the process. If you can go and do a critique on the sales letter that's sitting on thebusinessprofessional.com now.
Okay.
We'll do that critique first.
Okay. Since I did this critique before, I'll just quickly give you some ideas. Okay.
I'll
do this quickly. Now, first of all, the headline. Okay. Succeed online, falling in the footsteps of the masters. Discover how. First of all, the headline is really, really, really weak.
Okay.
Succeed online. There's no hook. Okay. Especially succeed online, falling in the footsteps of the masters. Sounds like a lot of work to me.
Okay.
People don't like to work. Like I said, people want a magic pill.
Uh-huh.
What most people want is, what most guys want is, they want to pop, you know, swallow a magic pill, go to bed, wake up with $1 million and a sexy wife beside him. Okay, that's what most people want.
Yep.
They want money without work. They want success without any effort, okay?
Yep.
So you should turn the hook into maybe discover, you know, how you can, like the headline, I just hotwire into the greatest financial minds and, you know, marketing minds in the world. So they want to know the secrets, okay? Tell them the secrets. People like secret stuff, so use secrets, discover the greatest secrets, blah, 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 and whatever.
Okay.
The picture's not bad. Picture's a little too big.
Okay.
My first 6 months... you can do it too. I want to know a little bit more about you. Okay, why? Like I talked about, the reason why you're doing this, why you're developing this website. Tell me your story, so I can relate to it.
Okay.
Okay, because people who are reading your website, they want to know. Maybe this guy Terry has been through some of the stuff I've been through.
Right.
Maybe he has some. I bet you have made some mistakes as well. Right.
More than I can count.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you tell them, oh, yeah, I try to do this, it doesn't work, and I bought all these e-books, and it still doesn't work, you know, tell them.
Okay,
so that's what most people are doing.
So basically then, take those two small paragraphs and expand on them.
Expand on them,
okay.
Yeah. And I always like to use a pre-head, a main head, and then a sub-head, instead of just one headline. Okay, I like to use the pre-headline, main headline, and then a sub-headline.
Okay.
To create the most impact. Your story, the opening paragraph I just talked about. In fact, you know what? We can use this. We can use my formula I just talked about.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and go through this.
Beautiful.
And see if we can just apply it.
Yep.
Okay. First, like I said, you need attention-grabbing headline. I talked about that. You need a paragraph that sucks them in.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Your opening paragraph right now is You've seen all the sugarcoat, fluffy sales talk elsewhere. It just doesn't suck me in.
Okay.
It just doesn't suck me in.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, there are three ways you can open. You can ask a question. You can use a shocker. You can use the if-then introduction. Okay.
Yep.
In this case, I think I'll use a shocker. Okay.
Yeah.
You can say something like I just said. I got to get this off my chest before I explode, ..
Yep.
I mean, you got to read the second paragraph, right?
Yep.
Or you can even say, I'm pissed off, .. right?
Yep.
Because you talked about you spent all this money and, you know, and still doesn't work and try to buy all these e-books, go to seminars, right?
Uh-huh.
So then you can talk, you can go into your story, how you get started, and then want to talk about the benefits.
Okay.
The benefit. I mean, right now your website there's no benefit.
Okay.
Okay. The copy is way too short. Okay. Like I said, the more you tell, the more you sell.
Uh-huh.
you got to tell them, I mean, I can tell it's a membership website, it's a membership site, but I don't know what exactly am I going to get,
okay?
Yeah. What kind of, if I join, what exactly do I get? Information, do I get interviews, do I get articles, what I get, right?
Yep.
And you want to tell them every little detail they get, okay?
Okay.
Then maybe you can add a bonus. The guarantee, the testimonial you have, if you can try to add a picture to it, okay, add some photos.
Okay, a picture of the people who wrote the testimonial?
Yeah, who wrote the testimonial.
Okay.
The guarantee, satisfaction guarantee, you know it.
there's one of your little, what the heck is it called? I can't even think of the word. Something you hate.
Yeah, something I hate, yeah. No satisfaction guarantee.
Right.
And then you want to have guarantee the bullet features. Then you want to close. Closing, like I said, with sense of urgency. Why should they order right now?
Okay, yep.
Okay, and there's no incentive, right? And also you want to make an offer, remember. Okay, either overwhelm them with bonuses, or you can, like I said, compare apple with orange.
Yep.
Okay, what you can do is you can tell them, instead of spending all this money, buying all these e-books, and, you know, cost you hundreds of dollars a month, you can just join my program and pay 20, 30 bucks a month, and you get all this benefit. I'll bring them to you. I do all the work.
Okay, yep.
So you compare it. Then you close, and it's no PS, of course. So that's basically it. Using the exact formula. See how I use the formula, just go through the stuff.
Yeah.
See if you have all the key elements.
So you basically could take, if somebody's starting out and they don't have the formula in their head, you can take the step-by-step formula that you just went through a few minutes ago, write that down, and then just use that as a checklist. Does my website have, you know, a good headline? Is it, you know, answer these four keys for headlines? And just go basically through those steps and critique their own website if they want.
I mean, there is, when people ask me, well, Dan, what is the best way to structure a sales letter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I always say to them, whatever that works.
Yeah.
Whatever that works. Now, that might not be the answer that our listeners want, but that's the truth, okay? It really depends on what you're selling, who you're selling it to, and when you're selling it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, there is no one formula, but the formula I just gave you, it works pretty much for any products or services in any industries.
Okay.
So if they just use that, they'll do fine. I mean, for example, let's say you're selling a product, a very unique product, that only you have, nobody else has got. Then you can just do a direct pitch. You just tell them the pitch and tell them the benefits. That's it, right?
Yep.
But if you say you're selling, like weight loss product, it's a very crowded market, okay? Then a direct pitch won't work because that's what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
So maybe what you want to do, the structure of your sales letter would be maybe to take on the competitors directly, okay, to challenge your competitors. So your objective would not be to make the sale, it's to tell them how you are different.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so it would be a different structure. So it really depends on what you're selling. There's no one best structure. It's whatever that works. And like I said, you have to test and test and test.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So now, look at a new copy, huh?
Now let's move on to copy number two. Now this is the revised one after the critique that you just did, basically that exact critique a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
We took that and reworked that sales letter, and now we created the number two. This is the one that's going to be sitting on Dan Review 2.
Yeah. Okay. Just so our listeners know, right now, you know, I only spend, you know, maybe 5 minutes giving you some ideas, right? When I do a critique, I spend, you know, maybe 40, 50 minutes going through the copy.
Yeah.
So I spend a lot more time giving them a lot more information.
Yeah.
Look at the new copy. Looking at the new copy. The first thing that jumps out is your picture. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Picture is great, but you see, after your picture, all that waste, all the space, or the space is waste below.
Okay.
Okay, it's all empty space.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just move your picture to where you have, you know, put it right under your headline. Okay.
Okay.
Where you say from Terry, the business professional, just put your picture right there, right above dear friend.
Okay.
Okay, then you can expand this, you know, gray area and expand.
So get rid of that gray area.
Yeah, get rid of that gray area.
Okay.
Have a bit, gives you more room.
Okay.
Okay. Headline, go knock the door, grab a cup of coffee. Good. Good. Next 3 minutes, that's good. So you make a bold statement, a big benefit, read every word, because in the next 3 minutes, you know, you're not asking them for an hour. Just in the next 3 minutes, that's good. You hear secret methods. I won't use here, you discover.
Okay.
Okay, you discover secret methods and closely, yeah, okay, strategy, marketing experts have to prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that you can easily make money on here. Okay, it's not bad. The best, yeah, okay, good. See, you make the offer right up front, only
yep.
a buck. You can get this all this stuff for a buck. Okay.
Exactly.
It's like taking, extracting, okay, that's good, and then giving you the, that's good. Ping up, see? Extract every profit pooling knowledge from their minds. You see a ping of pictures
yep.
in my mind right now. Just like my headline, right? Same
Beautiful.
Thing. Took a portion right now to transform your... Okay, that's good. That's good. Headline's pretty good. I won't put the testimonials that too close to the top.
Okay, so move them down.
Yeah, move them down.
Okay.
Like I said, you want to suck them in your story first, the opening paragraph.
Yep.
So right after the headline, you'll have dear friend, and then your picture, and then you can talk about a story. Okay, that's good. That's something valuable. Okay. Good. Subhead is good. This is much better than the old one.
Thank you. I can say thank you on behalf of Edwin, because I didn't have too much to do with this except pass on the interview that we did last time.
Yeah,
the critique
and the
that
subhead
we did last
is good.
Time.
Subhead line is pretty good. Freedom. Okay, in a few minutes. Also, what I suggest would be to read, like I said, read it out loud.
Uh-huh.
Okay, from the beginning till the end.
Okay.
Okay, anything, any mistakes, anything, any part that, any section that is not you just pop, out. You hear it. Oh, that doesn't sound right.
Okay.
Okay, if it doesn't sound right, it doesn't read right.
Right. Okay.
Benefit, features, good. My only recommendation would be a couple of things.
Okay.
Number one, you want to tell them, you remember what I just talked about, the reason why? Why are you giving them all this stuff for only a buck?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, you want to tell them. The reason is because, you know, once they try, they'll stay.
Yeah.
That might sound, you know, common sense, but you know, tell them. You have to tell them, because I know once you know. Tell them it's a bribe, okay, to get
yeah.
you tried
yeah.
for a buck. Because you tell them once I know you tried, you like it, you stayed, and you know we'll develop a business relationship. Blah blah blah. You know, and I know you might be skeptical. That is natural. You know, it's too much crap on the internet. That kind of stuff. Tell
okay.
them.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Okay. That's number one. And other thing would be. Now the membership benefit is good. Okay.
Okay.
And you put all the value. You know, membership benefit number one, $197 value. That's good. What I like to see is at the end of all these benefits, you have a total amount.
Okay.
Okay. Let's say $2,100 and $53 value for only $19.95 a month.
Yeah.
Right. And then, but you can, because I want to, you know. Give you a try so you can test drive it for only a buck.
Okay, yeah.
That example, that's good, that's good. The order form, 750 members, that's way too many.
Okay.
That's way too many. And there's no sense of urgency. 30.
Okay, yeah.
30 or 50, maybe 100.
Okay.
Maybe 100.
Okay.
Order now, and I still want to see some more. You talk about membership benefit. it is more like feature. Okay, you, these are still features.
Okay.
A lot of stuff is still. Yeah, I want to see more bullets, more benefits as well. Go
okay.
through the test. The question, ask the question. So what?
So what? Okay.
Right. I mean, now just look at this, right? I'm looking at membership benefit number one.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Monthly internet marketing audio workshops, a feature, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Get exclusive access to new interview sessions every month. So what? Right.
Okay.
So
yeah.
what? Be ready to walk away. That's good. That's a benefit. You can join today. Okay. You apply. You tell them what they get, but you don't tell them. You have to also tell them how they're going to use it.
Okay.
Yeah. How they're going to save time. How you should. You know, you want to, people like to say it. They would like to hear you do all the hard work and you bring me all the good stuff on a silver plaque.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Then behind the scene, the good. And yeah, the closing. There's no closing. Okay. You list all the people you have interviewed, right?
Yep. Well, then, some of them, yeah.
Yeah, some of them. Okay. Yeah, you need a stronger close.
Okay.
Right. Where's your signature? Your signature, your PES.
Okay, yep.
Yeah. What else? I think you have more testimonials than this, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so more testimonials. Even if they don't have photos, I mean,
okay.
Sometimes you cannot get all of them, you know, get all the testimonials with photos.
Yeah.
But try. If not, then just one without the photos.
Okay.
Good. A keyword server, yeah. Pretty much it.
Perfect. Well, that's what I was hoping to hear, that it was an improvement from the first one.
Yeah, big time. I mean, if you just use, even this copy alone, this will convert some more sales.
Yep.
I mean, I won't be surprised if, you know, it double or triple your conversion rate. But if you make the change, like I said, you have to test, you have to tweak.
Yeah,
constantly. Because remember the article I talked about?
Yep.
The goddamn truth about web traffic?
Yeah.
Here's the truth. If your website is getting, let's say, I don't know, 5,000 visitors,
mm-hmm.
okay, and but your conversion rate sucks, only 5,000 visitors a month, only 5 people buy from you. That's 0.1%.
Yep.
Okay. Now, in order to make more sales, there are two things you can do. You can drive more traffic, or you can try to squeeze the money out of the existing traffic you have.
Right, yeah.
Okay, which one is easier, to drive more traffic or to just change a few words?
Yeah, definitely trying to squeeze more money out of the traffic
you
already have.
When people drive traffic, they say, I want more traffic. Well, what's your conversion rate? I mean, if your conversion rate is 0.1%, maybe you should just try to, you know, maybe increase it to 0.5%.
Yeah.
That's 5 times increase. That's 5 times more money in your pocket.
Exactly.
Maybe you just need to change your headline. It could be as little as that.
That's
okay.
Perfect.
That's why it is worth. I don't want to sound like I'm pitching myself, but it doesn't matter who you're going to hire. But it's worth to hire someone who knows this stuff to critique your copy. I mean,
yeah.
For a few $100, I mean, you do the math, right? I mean, you just change a few words, get some professional advice. It's worth the money. It is just worth the money.
Yeah,
plus the copy, you can use it who knows for how long.
Yeah.
Months? Years?
Well, that's just it. You make it back so many times over.
I mean, you make it back instantly if you're getting even just a little bit of traffic.
Yeah.
Right?
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate that very much, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
That's extremely helpful, and I think it's going to be very helpful for the listeners as well.
You're welcome.
When you can take a look at exactly how the progress has happened on this website and how it can actually happen for your own website as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, did you have anything before we wrap everything up, Dan? Do you have anything else you'd like to add as far as copywriting, marketing, kind of tips or motivation for the listeners?
I want to talk a little bit about my critique services.
Yeah, sure, please.
Like I said, you know, I'm no longer accepting any new copywriting clients. However, I am still getting requests from people saying, you know, they want my help.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did is I came up with the idea of the Extreme Marketing Makeover, which is the Critique Services.
Uh-huh.
They can send me any sales letter they have, they're using. I'll tell them what is good, what sucks, and what they can do to increase the response.
Okay.
The reason I do this is because I'll get an opportunity to combine all these makeovers and create a killer info product very quickly.
Right, okay. Yeah.
It will be a product that I can sell for years to come. So because my goal is to create the product, I can afford to give them, you know, one hell of a deal. Because I don't need to make money off the critique. I mean, I can make a few bucks. I mean, it's a few hundred bucks worth of what, right?
Sure, yeah.
I mean, I usually charge anywhere from $800 to $1,000 to do a critique,
uh-huh,
depending on the length of the copy. Okay.
Yeah.
But if our listeners, if they promise me they'll help me out, put together the product, let me use the marketing pieces in the product,
uh-huh,
you know, I'll only charge them $397. Okay.
Wow. Where can they go to get that?
They can just go to my website, Quick Turn Marketing, and on the left, they'll see a navigation bar saying, my copy is lame as hell, help me out.
Okay, and that's your critique service.
Yeah, and they click on that, they can see what the fuss is all about. I mean, it's a win-win for everybody, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
I do a critique once, and I can create a product that's been several years. My clients are happy because they're getting a great deal. But this is a very limited offer, okay? I mean, who knows? By the time our listeners listening to this interview, the offer might already be gone.
Okay.
Okay? Because that only means that I get enough good marketing pieces to create a product.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I mean, I can't keep doing critique for $397.
Sure.
Yeah. So if you're even remotely interested in having me on your team, I mean, you got to act now. If you snooze, you lose, hear it.
Okay.
So there I have my shameless plug there.
Perfect. That's beautiful. Well, I just wrap it up by saying that you've been listening to Dan Locke from QuickTurnMarketing.com and Terry Telford from TheBusinessProfessional.com. Thanks very much for your time.